Let's meet JLS. The Chris
Moyle Show. Our guests today are JLS. JLS.
International Radio. Jonathan just gave me two thumbs up.
Good morning.
Like Paul McCartney does in photos.
Thumbs aloft.
Hi there.
Howdy.
Hey, JLS.
Hey, Chris.
How are you?
Okay, Alan stood in the middle like he's part of the band.
Yeah, you're not the fifth member of JLS.
I've got headphones.
Alan's really proud because he's wearing JLS colours today.
Good yes, boy. He's got my colour on.
Yeah, it's blue.
No, I've got all
red.
Of them.
And red.
Oh, yeah, and you've got red.
Green and yellow.
Where's the yellow?
Green and yellow on shoes.
Ah.
Big.
Check them out.
Is that planned, Ali?
It wasn't actually.
Where's the green?
It's the shoes, green shoes.
Beautiful.
Yeah.
That's good work. That's good work, Ali.
That's very good work.
Kind of.
If only that was an accident.
JLS, your debut single, Beat Again, is available to download this week.
Yes. Absolutely.
JLS would like you to know that you had to buy it and then legally download it.
That would be good.
That would be nice.
You know what? Try and not go on the LimeWire. Yeah. It's not really good.
I don't even know what that is.
No. What is that?
As opposed to a girl yesterday that told us that she had illegally downloaded it.
But that doesn't, see, that doesn't help get into the charts.
No, it doesn't.
She's not really supporting it. It's not about the money. It's about the chart position.
Exactly.
And the success.
Chris.
Absolutely, Chris.
A man that knows what he's talking about.
I know, of course I do. So, the big weekend, which you came to do, which you very kindly came on and sang with Dave and Dominic on My Lambuna, was a phenomenal success.
Huge, thank you.
Really?
Wow. Yeah. Oh, massive.
It wasn't up until that point. But then it was.
It's going to feature on our Folk Face Live album, hopefully.
Yeah?
Well, we're subject to your permission, of course.
How many other tracks are on the album?
As so far as one.
Sure.
Yeah, wow. But we're working on some more live material.
Fantastic.
So, life must be very good. Life must be great.
Life is unbelievable.
It's fantastic.
It's interesting.
Interesting. Why is it interesting, Jay?
Interesting's a good word because it means that things are going on.
He's not happy.
He's busy.
No, he is. Oh, he's very happy.
He's not saying interesting. He's got issues.
No, he's saying very happy, but he's not being specific. He's been non-specific happy.
Oh, yes. Here we go. What's it? Have you got problems already?
No. Why did he drop like the distance?
Jay, you can talk to us.
Yeah, come on.
Jay,
if you have problems, you can talk to us, bro.
Yeah, Jay,
we're here for you.
Do you secretly hate the rest of the band?
Jay, do you hate me?
No. I love the band.
Well, see, he's not convinced.
Now, he's already working on solo material.
Secretly.
Even Aston stood next to him going, he's not convincing. That
I'm looking to go to the next mic across the room. I'm like, oh.
That's all love, my brother. It's all love.
There is a divide already in the band because we've only got two mics, so they've had to choose partners to double up with on the mics. Wall.
Double up.
But you know what it is? You know what's happened? Is that basically... Yeah. Aston, Jonathan, they're the shortest ones, so they're
like that. It's like that.
Me and Marvin,
we had to go there
because Marvin's like 9 foot tall.
We've got Big Mike and Diddy Mike.
Little man syndrome.
So tell me, I want to make sure I speak to all of you. So tell me what happens when X Factor. So before X Factor, did you formed a band for X Factor?
No.
Is that right?
We was a proper band, Chris.
Yeah. All right, okay.
You say before?
Yeah, we were a band before.
Yeah,
that's what you just said
before.
What,
yeah? No, he said we formed for X Factor.
Oh, here we go.
Oh, they're falling out already. Oh, no.
I mean, Arisha put the band together.
Right.
We got like a mutual friend who we both went to like singing, we done singing lessons with and stuff.
Yeah, Neil.
And he was part of a band. He didn't like it, so he thought, you know what? I want to put my own band together.
Right.
So we sort of hooked up and had a little chat, and I knew Aston from different audition I'd done with him in the past, and then I thought we'd be great, so three of us got together, and then we was looking for JB. Well, someone like JB.
What, not him?
Not me, but someone like him.
And we looked for someone like him, we couldn't find him.
So we thought,
so
you'll do.
For him.
He'll do.
It's all good. So yeah, we was like doing gigs and, you know, sort of working on material and stuff, and then I was with like a manager, and he wanted us to sign contracts and stuff, but we was like, look, we've only just met you, so we're not going to sign contracts. And he was like, well, we can't go forward then. So he was like, okay, we won't go forward. And then
what,
you know what, let's just go for the X Factor.
It's a good decision to make.
Thank you very much.
But see, a lot of people would have stupidly signed that.
Yeah, you know what? I think people get quite, you know, it's easy to kind of get desperate, especially when, you know, opportunity, you know, is in front of you.
Yeah.
And naturally, you just... Thanks for the camera on me, Chris.
Do you know what? I suddenly realised that you had the viewfinder on the camera was looking right at you. And it's distracting.
Oh, yeah, it is.
So I moved it.
Okay, thank you.
Look how ugly you look.
Too early. All right, so look, so then how long have you guys been together before you auditioned for X Factor?
For about a year before we did it.
Right, and you got nowhere.
We did. I mean, we'd entered two competitions.
We
were best unsigned acts for the Urban Music Awards.
Okay,
which was our first trophy, so to speak.
That's in your living room.
Yes, in my living room.
It's my turn now.
How do you win best unsigned act and then not get signed straight away afterwards? And that's not me being a smart ass, although it's a very good question.
You're right.
But you'd think if you win best unsigned act, just the moment you walk off stage, some guy with a cigar is going to go, "Hey, boys, I want to manage you, boys. I want to sign you up."
Yeah, some guy did do that.
Right.
We decided, we clubbed together, we did the JLS thing and decided whether it was good for us, whether we wanted to be signed by, you know, those people, and we decided that wasn't for us.
Right.
So, we sort of forged and kept doing our thing and worked hard and tried to start our own project, and we were recording and writing and gigging and also.
So do you think if you'd have won X Factor, it could have ruined your plan a little bit?
From now, looking at it now,
I do.
Yeah, from looking at it now.
Because if you wouldn't be here.
Exactly.
We would have disappeared off the face of the earth.
We wouldn't have been able to do Lambuna.
No, you wouldn't.
Exactly. That was the highlight of the career.
That is the biggest moment.
You would have been put into the X Factor bunker Alexandra Burke has been hiding in.
Yeah. They lock you in. It's like Lost. You go down the hatch and they bolt the hatch. And no one's allowed to see you again until the next series.
This is what happens.
Yeah, you're right. That's what happened.
But I think, you know, it's a great platform. X Factor was a really good show last year. Mm-hmm. And there was lots of really good singers and personalities on it. And I think, looking back, it was the best thing that could have happened.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Absolutely. You know,
definitely. Yeah, we definitely believe that.
So was it you and Alexandra? Was it you two in the final, or was it three in the final?
Three in the final.
That's right.
Owen, Alexandra and us. We went to the final two.
Igogian Krugalug.
that's a new one.
Dave said he's heard he's not even Irish. Is that true? He said that he's from like the Cotswolds or something.
they felt that it was a marketing ploy by Louis Walsh to make him more appealing.
Speaking of Louis Walsh, now Louis looked after you in the show, right?
Yes.
And does he look after you now?
No.
Well done. That's another good. Okay. These boys have got their heads screwed on so much. Now, how does that work? I would have thought he would have wanted to manage it. Look at them; they all look really uncomfortable.
No, he would have loved to have involvement with us, and he still does to an extent. I mean, I don't know if you know, but he pranked Aston and Marvin the other day, which is
on TV.
On TV soon. But I mean, you know,
what was that for? What was that about?
Anonymous? Is it called?
It's
anonymous?
Like a punk style sort of show.
Hidden show.
And if you watch it on Saturday, he gets me an Aston proper.
Yeah.
Oh, he punks you.
Yeah.
So it's war. It is war.
Right.
So we're ready to get him back.
Sure.
Yeah. But no, I mean, he obviously he's supportive of us. He really, really got behind us on the show. And he wants the best for our career. But
so how come he's not managing you? I don't understand.
Because the politics, like, basically, when you go into the show, you automatically sign a contract.
So he's not allowed?
He wasn't allowed.
Right.
Yeah.
Effectively,
okay. When you go into the final, when you're announced as a finalist, before you sort of enter the house, you have to sign the record contract, the management contract, all of that. Mm. And automatically you're signed to the management company that represent the acts on the show.
Right.
So, obviously Louis wanted to continue working with us, but, you know, it wasn't to be.
What about those that didn't make the final then? So is someone like Diana Vickers, could she be managed by Louis Walsh? Or is she part of a contract
to,
as well?
It's up to the management company. Yeah. Sort of. There's like a 3-month sort of period where you sort of get released or you get kept.
Right.
Yeah.
They own your ass.
Yeah. For 3 months
you
after.
You sign your life away when you go audition for that show.
Yeah, mate.
Yep.
It's a big risk.
It is a big risk because it's like, they could go, right, JLS are really popular. right? But they didn't win. We need Alexander to be the big star. But JLS are really popular. What we'll do is we'll just push JLS over here.
Yeah.
And then we'll let Alexander have the big single. And then, it's a massive game of politics.
Yeah.
But it's a massive stage and exposure as well, though. Exactly. So you have to weigh the whole thing up, don't you?
There you go.
I think it's the right thing to do.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. It is. I think some people would do it and it would go totally opposite way for them.
Yeah.
But, you know, luckily we've been... Yeah,
I think when you came on the X Factor, I think it's fair to say it's like you watch. You've seen the show before, and you sit there and you watch bands go on, and you go, "They ain't friends." Like that. If you know, you can tell.
Yeah.
They don't know each other. Well, look, he's calling him mate all the time. He's forgotten his name. But watching you guys, even in the early shows, like I think you know, after I think it was after that the second or third live show, you sit and watching as a viewer going, I could watch these. I could see these because even when you do X Factor, you must be looking at some of the acts going, they're rubbish. They're rubbish. They're never going to make it. All right, mate, how are you? Best of luck. Yeah.
But the thing is, though, but you never know how people are going to vote, do you? I mean, there's all these different acts, and there's all sorts of varying degrees of talent and whatnot, but you don't know who's going to vote.
And different territories, do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Do you know what, this day and age, I think you've got... You know, you could look at someone and go, you know what, I don't think they'll be able to sing. When we walked into the auditions, people assumed that we could sing.
Right, yeah.
For some, that first audition, they were like, oh, they must be able to sing. They're getting through.
And what you're saying is you couldn't sing. you admit it.
Well.
The boys carried you.
They did, yeah. Basically, so, you know.
So before the audition, there was no lead vocalist. It was just the four of you.
Yes.
Yeah. Yes.
But now, him. Him. Aston Martin.
Yes.
Pushing his way to the front now.
I know. Look at him. I know.
I think mainly just so people can see him.
I do. Oh, wow.
That's terrible, Chris. No,
he's taking over.
To be fair, when you were at the back, everybody thought you were just a threesome. No one could see you.
Hold on, wait, let me check.
Because Marvin was standing in front of him.
I was going to say, you're not that much shorter.
He's walking around to Chris's side. This is on his tiptoes. No.
You're only. Like,
I'm
what?
Still taller.
Yeah,
but just.
I'm still taller. An inch. That's right. Get around there, little boy.
Half an inch.
Go on, Titchy Strider.
Titchy Strider.
Oh, deep.
So are you now the lead?
That was just the basis for the show. I mean, it was just, you know, what happened kind of in the show. It was the formula we took. I suppose it worked.
I would have found that really hard.
No, you know what?
We had to do it, Chris.
We had to do it, yeah.
I would have found it. I'd have still found it really hard. No, but I would. I really would. But I would have found it, like, if it's, you know, one for all and all for one, and they're going, let's put him at the front there. How about that? Whoa. Hello? No. Not him.
I think that's what makes...
I think there was a little bit. There you go, Mick. There must have been a little bit of you going, well, hang on a second. Look, let's just sit down and work this out.
Let's fight, Chris. Never was. Do you know why?
You're such a liar.
No. Do you know why?
Chris,
I'll tell you why. Because no matter what each of us does,
yeah,
the name that's carried is JLS. Whenever we walk down the street, individuals go, people go, oh, that's JLS.
Yeah,
that's I'm not JLS. I am JB or Jonathan. But they look at it as JLS.
And to be fair, we had to do less work.
And we still had to work for his...
And we still get paid the same.
For his deal.
Right. Exactly. Well, at the end of the day as well, you know, the formula we did try for 3 weeks, splitting the track up four ways.
Yeah.
Was proven. We didn't get the best of comments.
So what you're saying is, until you took the lead, JLS were rubbish. And then you went forward. You saved that man.
He did.
No, lads, right? If it wasn't for me, yeah, it'd be nothing.
But at least they wanted the four of you, as opposed to that other act on Britain's Got Talent. Do you remember where they had that girl playing the violin, they just dumped her mate, and then said, "Well, we just want you."
They do that a lot.
And they did that. She didn't even get to the final.
I know. So she's lost. She lost her mate.
No, I know. One of the friends.
They fell out big stuff.
To be fair, do you know what I mean? I think that's what makes a difference, you know, between us and, you know, bands that are being put together for the show. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Ultimately,
but you can tell that you will get on in your mates. Even in the early stage of the show, you can tell, and that makes such a huge difference.
It really does.
You can tell when people fake it.
Yeah. Thanks, Chris.
Thanks, Chris.
That's all right.
beautiful.
Again. I want to hear the song again, Dave. Is that, you can buy it today.
I know, it's available yesterday. To download.
It. Here it is, listen. Oh, yeah. Is that the right one?
This mix is big, man.
It's a big mix.
Proper. Beat again.
You know the song is about, Dave, don't you?
Well, Beat Again.
Yeah, basically, it's the point where
I thought it was about Leeds United.
No, no. Shut up. It's about when you go out with someone and you're so, you know, you've tried everything to get them back and you're now so desperate that you ring them up and say, the doctor told me I'm going to die unless you go back out with me.
No, what?
Which is going to be, that's the worst point. That's when you're going to give up.
Pulling at the heartstrings.
Chris, I'm quite impressed because, you know what, every radio station we go to, they ask us what this song's about. You've just told us.
Oh, I know what it's
you
about.
You broke us down. Yeah. You've told us what it's about.
I know what it's about. Listen, the doctor says, right, if you don't go out with me, I'm going to die, right? And then, if I'm dead, right, will you cry at my funeral? Because if you cry at my funeral, then you should have gone out with me again, and it'll be your fault.
Okay,
she's like this. No, you're all right.
You're not going out with me is affecting my eczema. Stuff right. Like that, you know.
I'm going to die if you don't get out of me. Oh, all right, then, come on. See you at Pizza Hut, 7:30.
Nando's, not Pizza Hut.
Yeah. Sorry, Nando's.
Nando's, thank you. Yeah.
Sorry. Yeah. I'm going to go for the chicken.
Yes, absolutely, all day long.
All right, well, look, let's play. We've got to do the news, and then we'll play a couple of songs, then we'll be back, and we'll have more questions for JLS.
Beautiful.
Lovely.
Beautiful.
Thank you very much.
The many
beautiful day.
Do you like your jingle, by the way?
What's wicked.
Right? Wicked.
Thanks.
Hang on a second. Here's the jingle. The Chris Moyle Show. Our guests today are JLS. Oh, that's the short version. Hang on. Gotta play the long version. The Chris Moyle Show. Our guests today are JLS. Hey, well, that's our singers.
That's the
original.
That's sick.
That's Dave on the high notes.
Yeah.
Nice one, Dave.
Specially commissioned. That's okay.
That's right. That's Dead Mouse and I Remember. Dead Mouse. Spelled with a 5. Dead Mouse 5, it looks like, when you read it.
It's not. It's Dead Mouse.
Though. Right, Ashton. Yeah. What's up with you, mate?
He's still in the car. I was having a race.
Do you need the toilet?
I wouldn't mind, but I'll wait. It's fine.
This is dancing. That's why they used to put you at the back. Right, it's 8:14. JLS are here. Right, we've got some text messages. Here are some questions. This will be like doing an interview now. Hi, JLS. Is there anyone you would love to collaborate with in the future? By the way, I love you and voted for you 27 times in the final, says Jordan. Is there anyone you'd like to collaborate with in the future?
Maybe. The script.
Yeah. Thank you, Jordan.
Who said the script? Ryan Tedder.
Really, Marvin?
Yeah. JB loves
Danny's a bad boy. He's a good writer. Really, really good writer.
That surprises me.
I'd like to go to Comedy Dave again.
Because, you know, it's just a very different style.
Yeah, but that's good because it gives you a different angle because you can get entrenched in what you're always
entrenched?
Doing.
Whoa, Jay!
Wow.
Not OJ, whoa, Jay.
Chris, you bring it out of me, man. What can I say?
OJ!
You know what that's
Oh, dear. The script, all right, okay.
Yeah, man. Yeah, I say Comedy Dave, so.
You want to collaborate with Dave?
Let's do it again.
It's possible.
Yeah.
It's hugely possible.
Speak to people speak to your people, it's fine.
Timberland.
That's right.
Definitely.
It's got a hit written all over it. unlike Marvin's track with Dave.
That's got a hit written all over it.
Yeah, with a capital S. A question for JLS. Which question do you get sick of being asked all the time? Which one do you get sick of answering from Arps and Sim and Coventry?
Go on, what are you going to say?
What is your most embarrassing moment?
So, no, do you have an answer for that now?
No, because you never remember them. Because you
make it up.
True.
You could. So all the questions you get asked a lot, what you do is you make up the answer. So when they ask you it, you can hit them back with it straight away.
Is that what you do?
Yeah. ask me my embarrassing moment.
What's your most embarrassing moment?
Oh, man. Oh, do you remember that time, Dave?
In Miami?
We were out in Miami, and I went on the escalators, and I went the wrong way, and I fell off, and I fell over.
Yeah.
Oh, man, it was really funny.
And that didn't really happen.
The acting there was,
Watch this. Dave, what's your most embarrassing moment?
It was that one. Do you remember when we were in Coventry?
Yeah.
And we were doing that
thing. Oh, you slept with a man. You just had a big Adam's apple.
Yeah, I couldn't see it from where I was. No.
Well, I could see it.
Crazy days.
Wow.
Crazy. Let's go crazy nuts.
Aston, what's your most embarrassing moment?
Oh, do you know, actually, it was quite funny. I was on stage with the boys, right?
Yeah.
And literally, the song started playing, and we were singing and driving on, yeah. And the song just switched off. All the boys knew about it, and I didn't know.
Oh,
and,
no.
You know, I carried on singing. Yeah, I looked like a complete idiot.
Oh, that's good.
Embarrassing.
Is that true?
No.
That's it. Yeah. Tuesday, something happened to me the other day when we were at...
No,
remember, Jay, when we were at Hamilton Racecourse, we were supposed to go on stage.
Aston
was first on stage, and I'm after, and then JB stepped on the back of my shoe, so my shoe came off. So I was like, oh, so I put it on quickly so that I could get on stage real quick. And then as I was going up the stairs, Jay stepped on it again, so my shoe fell all the way down the stairs. I had to try and fix it while fans are looking, and then get back on stage. That was...
That's true.
Is that true?
That was true.
That's nowhere near as good as his. That story's rubbish.
But it's a real story. It's a true story.
No one cares. It's a
real
story.
That's a crappy
story. No, it's real.
Tell your most.
Oh my god! And then my shoe's hanging off. And then that's rubbish story. What you want to say is you want to go.
Risha, when you went swimming, like.
I'm walking out on stage, and Marvin just whips my jeans down, and I walk on stage with my jeans around my ankles. That's a better story.
I got one.
Most embarrassing. We was in Swindon, boys, and we had to walk on stage and sing My Lambuna. Remember?
Mama, take it there. Ooh. That's harsh. That's harsh.
Do you want to go?
Ladies and gentlemen, we have some special guests here today. You will know them from the X Factor. Go crazy nuts for JLL.
Sorry,
I don't know, you'll ruin it.
I love that JLS, that was wicked.
Hey JLS, I'm a huge fan and loved meeting you. My question is, are you going to be touring next year, says Ellie from Newbridge.
Ooh. Wow. Depends how the single does, Ellie.
Yeah. That's a yes, Ellie. JLS are great, but where the hell is regular feature Rob DJ's quiz? I've got to be at work in 20 minutes, says Lawrence. All right, we'll get on then.
Sorry, Lawrence.
Yeah, you're screwed up our timings. How dare you? Hi, Aston and JLS. I love you. That's what it says. That's what it says. Doesn't it say that right at the top?
That's
from Gemma.
Sorry, go on.
Here's another one. Tell JLS Amy said hi. I love them. And tell Aston he's gorgeous. Hey JLS, Aston is ugly. That's from JLS.
comes in from JB in London.
Yeah.
JB in London.
JB in a studio in London.
Hey JLS, I'd love to work with you guys in the future, apart from Aston, and that's from Timberland.
Oh, well, that's fine. I'll go work with Will I Am.
Here's another text. This is from Will I Am. It says, I don't think so.
There's no luck for us.
And it finishes, it just says, boom, boom, pow. end of text.
It says, boom, boom, bye. Boom, boom, I don't think so. Pow, pow.
Wow.
Have you seen much of Alexandra Burke since the end of X Factor?
I spoke to her yesterday, actually.
Yeah, did you?
Yeah. Well, apparently...
Oh, I supposed to call her back.
Apparently we had a fling. I don't understand.
The what?
Apparently we had a fling.
Oh, did he?
No, but apparently we do. So,
wow.
It's in the magazine today.
Why don't you do that as an embarrassing story next time you get... Just go... Oh, right, just go dead straight face. Go, there's a time me and Alex were in bed, right? And I'm watching telly. And get all the other boys to go... And you go... I'll forget that. Please don't put that.
Oh, no. Risha, you're doing that next time.
She's a lovely girl.
You've always got to get a lie into your interviews. Especially if you're going to get asked the same question all the time. All the time.
Actually going to use that tip now, Chris.
Yeah.
I'm actually going to use that.
If all the questions you get asked all the time, and you can never think of an answer, just come up with an answer, whether it's true or not, and then just throw it out there. I can't wait to see the next time you're on TV. What's your most embarrassing moment? Right. Well, I was going on stage and he stood on my skin. That's embarrassing. My trousers fell down. And then I slipped on a banana skin. And
then it all went. And then the stage caught on fire.
Yeah. And then there's a volcano.
Some random volcano.
And then I ended up in bed with Alexandra Burke.
Oh, wow.
That's embarrassing.
Wow.
Doesn't matter anyway.
We love Alex. We love Alex.
So when's she doing stuff then? When do we hear from her?
They don't care about her. It's all about the JLS. They just want everyone to go buy their record tapes.
No, I think she's recording at the moment, obviously trying to get her single locked and things like that.
You don't care.
Actually, do you know what? She tried to disrupt our recording.
Yeah.
Not only did she beat us in
the
X Factor.
She thinks she is.
Right? We were recording a song. She stormed into the studio, started screaming the place down, going, "Boy, I've never seen you for a lot." We're recording, trying to... Boy, right. That really loud, high-pitched voice.
She never finishes the sentence.
No, she doesn't, no, because we cut her off.
Why has I never said it?
Yeah.
So now she's trying to disrupt our hits.
I can't believe you
need to make hits.
You left me.
We're trying to make hits, and she's just trying to get her voice on the record, you know?
Sure.
It's not fair.
I understand.
It's not fair.
Is that true?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's a great story. So have you recorded the album? Album's done?
A lot
more or less.
More or less. Yeah.
More or less.
She's not finished.
No.
Yeah.
You got any more recording to do?
Yeah.
Well, you could get us in, me and
that's
Dave.
That's what I'm
saying. We need a big change.
JLS, more or less.
That high pitch, you know.
More or less.
Top note. Then, wow.
We could do that, couldn't we?
You could.
We could do BVs on Beat Again.
Wow.
That's cool.
That's obviously recorded, though, Dave.
Yeah, but if they wanted to re-record it for the album.
Why would they want to do that?
I don't know.
They're not happy with it?
No. I'm happy with it.
Sure.
I'm on being, yeah.
That's real good.
We'll write you a song. Dave and I will write you a song.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Okay. Put Lambooner on the album.
Yeah, there you go.
Bonus track.
Rachel, go and get my cup of tea.
A bonus track.
Bonus hidden.
Put Lambooner on the album. No. Right, I'm going to go around all of you, and I'm going to ask you, you have to give me one word on each of the subjects, right, that I'm going to throw at you, okay? Mm. But only one word.
Well,
right,
one each, who goes first?
No, I'll give you one thing each, because otherwise we'll go on forever.
It's true.
Okay, let's start with Jay, and then I'm going to keep track of the order, okay?
Cool.
One word on each subject.
Lovely.
The weather.
Warm.
Michael Jackson.
Legend.
Big Brother.
Rubbish.
Cheese.
Nasty.
Britain's Got Talent.
Interesting.
Simon Cowell.
It's a big...
Rich.
Nice answer, Aston. Marvin. Dogs.
Smelly.
Chocolate.
Love it.
Twitter.
Wicked.
Are you on Twitter?
Yeah.
Do you do it yourself? Do you physically?
Marvin does it.
You do it, Marvin.
I do it. I tweet.
Not very well.
You tweet.
I tweet.
I tweet too.
Do you like tweeting, Chris?
I do like tweeting.
Yes.
I think it's a challenge on my vocabulary.
Yeah, absolutely.
Why is it not tweeting?
That's what I want to know. Why is
because
it not
Because that
tweeting?
Doesn't sound as good, does
it? Yeah, because that sounds geeky, whereas tweet sounds
tweet.
Cool.
I tweet.
I like tweeted.
Facebook.
Yes.
Oh, hang on. Sorry, Aston. Is it you? We'll come back to you. One
Killer.
Word's obviously very
Killer.
Difficult for you.
Killer.
Marvin, Cheryl Cole.
Gorgeous.
Broccoli.
Love it.
Lady Gaga.
Different.
I'll give you that.
That's a good one. I like that.
Yeah, that's cool.
That was good.
Aston, Paris Hilton.
Lovely.
Marvin, Paris Hilton.
Strange.
Paris Hilton. I'm keeping going until someone says dog.
Mm. Unique.
Jay, Paris Hilton. Dog. Nice one. Oh, that'll do. It goes a bit random after that because Rachel wrote them. And it includes Katy Perry, Glastonbury and Hummus.
Katy Perry is hot.
Nice.
Yeah, she's a bit crackers as well.
We've never had the pleasure of meeting her, but...
I have.
We said hello. We said hi. We passed in the hallway. Our eyes met.
What's up, Katie?
It was amazing.
Yeah. She doesn't even know you well.
It's true.
Marvin's been chatting to her in ages on Twitter.
Yeah,
really? He never tells twitting
you.
Her.
We follow each other.
What's your, what are you on Twitter? What's the official?
JLS official.
There you go. I want to
makes sense, really, doesn't it? When you ask.
JLS official.
Yes. Right, okay. It's the official JLS.
So do you tweet on behalf of everybody then?
Yeah.
So you're the voice of.
I'm the voice. He's of the tweeting.
Twit. The twit voice of the band.
He's the twit.
So you know you can do, Marvin, if one of the boys pee you off one day, is you write a message on Twitter and then you just sign it from them and no one will know that.
That's a good.
I do check though.
No, but they all know that Marvin does it, so that wouldn't really work.
Yeah, but if he just goes, "Hey everyone, Jay here. Oh, I've just done a massive poo." Oh, whatever. Don't think it was you.
It's true, because sometimes very rarely you do actually go on Twitter, don't you? But yeah, I do the majority of the tweeting.
Well, I like to tweet. I tweet like yourself. Dave doesn't tweet.
I'm a non-Twitter.
He's not even on there, even though there's loads of
I'm not even on Facebook.
I'm not on Facebook.
I'm on Facebook.
Facebook's ridiculous. There's about 50 fake me's, but they're causing me problems.
There's a lot of serious problems.
Don't add me on Facebook. Don't bother. Right,
Are you on Facebook?
I am, but it's not like.
But it's like a private thing.
Really private, as in only.
So no one will find
family
you.
And friends on there. That's it. Yeah. Done.
I got your presents, all of you.
Wow!
Big.
You shouldn't have.
I've had a huge deja vu.
You haven't seen it yet. You might say you shouldn't have done it.
You've given us the gift of music. We're giving you the gift of clothing.
We got some t-shirts made.
Oh, right. Big!
You're going to like this idea. We're doing it in four different colours.
Oh, wow!
What colours?
Green.
Okay.
Red.
Yeah.
Blue and yellow.
That's
familiar.
Yeah. So who? Pardon my ignorance, but I'm not a freak.
Who's green?
Marvin.
Marvin was a friend of mine. Don't open them yet.
Okay, mate.
Just hold it. Red.
Arishe.
Arishe.
Yeah.
Arishe. Still sounds like a girl's name. Do you know what? Just check. Just call yourself Autisy. So much easier. Blue and Jay's yellow. There you go. Now, if you have a look at your t-shirts, you will see that they are individually made for JLS in your colours.
Fantastic.
Okay. And they say on them,
We've just been interviewed by Chris Moyles.
That's
you see,
right.
The idea of this is simple. Is that when you exit the building, then hopefully the photographers will get a picture and we get free promotion.
That's right. We are merely jumping on your success and trying to get something out of it for ourselves. But we put our hands up and we're honest about it. Yeah.
Well, you play our records,
very
Chris.
Original,
we
Chris.
Love you.
We love
that's
it.
Right.
It is original. Nowhere else will you go and they'll make you wear an I've Just Been Interviewed by Chris Moyles t-shirt.
No.
I bet they don't do that on Loose Women.
No, they don't. No,
they look good.
Yeah. Can we sort of
wear this?
What interview? What have you got more interviews today?
We're going to Peterborough today to do a signing.
Oh,
single. So come down if you can.
When? Where? What time?
4:30. Peterborough HMV
in the Queen's Gate Centre.
And we will be there signing numerous amounts of our single.
Get there early if you want to meet the JLS boys and have your photograph taken with them.
Yeah,
people were queuing up from yesterday.
Yeah, I think it might be too late for some.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Well, you've got to cap that queue, otherwise you'll be there till Saturday.
Well, it's okay.
We're going to try and see as much people as
if you're as short as me, then you can probably skip through a couple of people.
Yeah. Don't say that now, because we'll get a load of, no offence, but loads of really short people. Like, you know, these little kind of munchkins.
My voice isn't that high either.
You'll be stood there siding him like that. Someone's tugging at my leg. You're like, they're all your fans. Pick us up, put us on your shoulder. I've got to stop drinking before the show. I'm big fans of yours. I think you're nice guys, and I wish you all the best. I think the song's great. It's a real grower. First time I heard it, I wasn't sure about it, but it's really catchy. It's a little bit weird, the lyrics, but I can bypass that.
You can live with that.
Thank you,
seriously.
Chris.
Thank you, Chris. It's called Beat Again. It should be called Completely Desperate.
Desperate.
It's true.
Hello? Wow.
Hello? Yeah, you're kidding me. Okay, thanks. Bye-bye. So that was the doctor, right? And he just said to me, unless you go out with me again, I'm going to die. Really? Really? You don't want to go out with me? But I'm going to die. Woman? Good luck. I'd never use that in real life, by the way. So Beat Again is, you can download it now. You can buy it and download it today, and it could be number one. They could have their first number one.
Yes.
On Sunday. Or their first ever number three. It's all down to you buying it.
As long as we're not number two, that's the main thing.
Well, JLS are number two. That'll be for an entire week.
All over again, isn't it?
You've got to get past Cascada, though. That's the difference.
I know, that's the difference. It's a good one. Marvin actually downloaded Cascada the other day, which we'll...
Chris, you need to have a word with him.
Marvin, shame on you! Apart from anything else, that track is pony!
who would have thought that
The thing is, I downloaded it on Saturday.
I'll give you
the song.
Michael Jackson has 10 entries in the top 40 and he's kept off by Cascada.
I know.
Is the weird world that we live in.
But you know what? Listen, don't worry about the number one thing. It's not about the number one thing. It's about the people liking the song and buying
that's
the song.
That's true. Chris, you're absolutely right.
Don't get obsessed with the number one thing.
You're right. Longevity. Seriously,
don't get obsessed by it.
Yeah, I hear that.
You know, you're getting the top 10, that's amazing, right? You're getting the top 20, fine. But don't worry about the number one thing, because you've got to remember, out of all the songs being released, only one person's going to be number one on Sunday.
Absolutely. True.
Yeah, you're right, Chris. You're right.
Yeah.
It's true. Thank you.
Plus, I've just seen the midweek, you're number 17. So I know what it is. Ladies and gentlemen, JLS.
Yes. Yeah.
Cheers.
JLS. Please go out with me or I'll die. My legs will fall off if we don't sleep together again. I'll go bald, my hair will drop off. I have no eyebrows if you sleep with me again. Me again, let me see you naked one more time. All my toenails will drop off. When do you come to my funeral? That's brilliant. That's so sick, isn't it? My dad is because of you. Please go out with me again. Oh, okay. Sorry, I can keep talking phrases. JLS, ladies and gentlemen.
Yeah. Thank you
very much.
Our four in Peterborough, they're going to be there. So good luck. See you then. JLS.
Digital FM.
Anyway, JLS are nice guys.
They were good, weren't they?
I liked how when they put their t-shirts on.
Dominic and Gary stayed very quiet then when you asked that question.
Sorry, no. Did you not? Yeah, no, I thought they were fantastic. They were brilliant. Yeah, really nice.
Be the kid.
They smelt very nice.
Oh, well, that's me.
No, it's not you, Dave, because the Live Lounge smells like it too. It's nice.
It is true, though. That song is quite dark. It's very desperate.
Yeah.
Do you know, I've never analysed the words until you brought it up this morning.
Listen, let me play the beginning of it again, right? Bearing in mind... Well, here it is. Listen to the words. So basically, the opening of it is they just got off the phone to his doctor, and it's bad news.
Damn, the doctor's just finished telling me there's no time. Losing you could be the end of me, and that I should do the things that I wanted to. How could I, without you, without you?
So basically, what the doctor says is, you're going to die soon, okay? Because you're so heartbroken over this girl you went out with. She dumped your ass. And because of that, you're going to die. So what you should do is go off and do all the things you want to do before you die. However, all these things you want to do, you want to do with your girlfriend, but as she's dumped your ass and she doesn't want to know anymore, you're screwed.
So they're laying on the guilt trip?
Yeah.
Properly. So
this is now proper desperate.
It's really depressing when you say it like that.
Yeah.
Isn't it?
Cause you're the only one I let in. Tell me how to stop this feeling spreading.
Spreading already?
I'm hoping somehow that you know.
He's hoping there that she will know. Now, do you know what that is? That's the pain kicking in.
Yeah, listen to Radio 1.
Yeah.
Let's just get back together. We should have never broke up. They're telling me that my heart won't be again.
So straight away, so he can't help it.
He's got cardio problems.
Yeah, he can't help it. Basically, he's gone, look, come on now. Come on, let's just get back to... I know I said that the doctor had said...
He might have high cholesterol.
I was going to die unless we went out with each other. That was a bit severe. But, in all honesty, please... Why don't we just get back together again? Because we should have never broken up. And if we do get back together, I won't die! I won't die! If you don't go on me, I'm going to die! It's very severe. Very, very severe. But I believe that's how Dominic ended up with his wife, Nick.
Beg your pardon?
Yeah. That's what I heard. That's true, isn't it?
Who did you hear that from?
From her. From the doctor.
Yeah, from her.
From the doctor. I heard some audio of you ringing Nick up. And right. She goes, hello. And you went, damn, the doctor's just finished telling me.
Yeah.
There's no time. And she went, I don't know what you're talking about. Yeah,
she said, oh. And she said, oh.
I mean, we've all been out with psychos, but really, you know, and not only is there one, but he's brought three of his mates. Mind you, what's she doing going out with them for all at the same time? There's a word for girls like that. They're called my favourites. Share and share alike.
8:42.